Christensen, Regal, and Lesueur with baseball action here in Class C this afternoon. Randy and Kurt with you. We're in the bottom of the first inning, and we'll recap this ball game for you here as Gabe Roman on the mound right now for the Regal Eagles, facing the number two hitter, Mitch Cooperson. Regal picked up a leadoff single by Braden Skindelin in the top half of the first inning, but then Luke Knutson, Bennett Schultz, and Nathan Meyer all struck out consecutively against pitcher Logan Feeney. So here in the bottom of the first, it's been Bryce Novak, and Gabe Roman hit Bryce Novak on the very first pitch, so he's at first base. At the plate right now, Mitch Cooperson with a two-ball, two-strike count, check swing, ruled a ball, and the count at 3-2. When we have some time here, we'll get Kurt to bring you our starting lineups today here on KASM, our Regal versus Lesueur baseball game. Gabe Roman on the mound, delivers 3-2, and the pitch is high, and ball four. Regal Baseball brought to you by Corky's Bar of Richmond, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Kensington Insurance Agency, BNS Excavating, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Lake Henry Implement, Erkins Water, Cold Spring, Central Minnesota Realty, Painesville Mutual Insurance, The Great Blue Heron, over in Cold Spring, Rambo, Yarmon Ford of Painesville, Albany and Richmond A&W, and Gilk Services of Richmond. They bring us Regal Baseball here on KASM. So a hit batter, a walk to Mitch Cooperson, and Cole Pengilly, the shortstop, to the plate. He hits a shot up the middle. That's a solid base hit. Everybody's going to move up 90 feet. And look at that. Lesueur with an early threat here in the first inning. Bases loaded, nobody out. And Kurt, we'll let you talk now.
Definitely not the way the Eagles wanted to start this game, as he ran into a little control trouble. But boy, Pengilly, you got to give him credit on that one. He laced that fastball right up the center. Hit it so hard, there's no way the guy had a chance to score second base on that, as Wasmack quickly gets that ball in.
All right, so the base is loaded. They're going to bring the infield in already here in the first inning. The Eagles will, and the cleanup hitter, that's Peyton Telejohn at the plate. He's the designated hitter for the Lesueur Braves here this afternoon. Base is loaded. Gabe Roman delivers in a swing and a miss by Telejohn, and the count at 0-2. Our first ball game here today had Delano coming to Hutchinson and beating Hutchinson today 11-0 in seven innings. So beating Hutch on their home field. 0-2, chop foul down the third baseline, and the count stays at 0-2. If you're just joining us for the Regal game, Farming was just defeated. So Hanska will move on to Sunday's action. They are now in the round of four. Gabe Roman from the stretch delivers. That pitch is high and tight to Telejohn, and the count at a ball and two strikes. Big right-handed hitter, and he is up on the plate. See him crowding that plate in the batter's box. Eagles trying to find an out. Little changeup. This is bloop to center field, and that is going to drop in for a base hit. Nobody was at second, and they try to get the force at second. I think had one of the infielders been there, they would have got him, but nobody was covering it.
You're right there, Randy. Nobody was covering second, but if Wasmack would have thrown that ball to third base, he would have easily had the guy forced out there, because that guy was staying there acting like he was going to tag, which I couldn't believe he was doing, because that was just a bloop single. He had to be going halfway on that play, and he didn't go anywhere. He could have easily had an out at third base.
You bet. So a run scores. That's Bryce Novak coming in to score for Lesueur early on. Still nobody out, and the number five hitter at the plate, that's Berkey Nesbitt, and Nesbitt takes a strike call to 1-1. 1-0 Lesueur. The kick, the pitch by Roman, drilled into left field, a solid base hit. That'll score one. Here comes that second runner to the plate, tagged by Dengerud, not in time, and Lesueur has taken a 3-0 lead on the RBI single by Nesbitt.
Well, you thought the third base coach was taking a little bit of a chance there, sending him on with nobody out there. But if that throw was right on, they might have had him. But being it was a little bit up the first baseline, Dengerud tried quickly snagging the ball and taking him, and just ends up missing it a little bit there, so they didn't get anybody. But it was a risky call by that third base coach.
Absolutely. Tristan O'Brien, the left-handed hitter at the plate now. Still nobody out. 3-0 LeSueur, and there's a strike called and 0-1. I think Kirby was telling me the other day, both these two teams combined have only given up 2 runs so far in 4 state tournament games, Kurt. Here's a line drive to first, gloved over there by the Regal first baseman. That's Paffrath, and he'll step on the bag, and they get a double play on the line drive out. It was a hard hit line drive out.
Not only did they get a double play, Randy, they were about a foot away from getting a triple play as soon as he threw that ball back to second base. And not only did you think they only gave up 2 runs so far, these two teams have only given up 1 run so far until today.
Wow.
And now Regal's given up 3 here in the first.
So 2 outs, the base runner, Telejohn, still out at second. And the number 7 batter, they've sent 7 men to the plate here in the first inning against Gabe Roman. All in 1-0. That is Tyler Pengilly. Pengilly up on the plate. Swing and a miss and strike 1. 1 ball, 1 strike the count. Wall-to-wall baseball this afternoon here on KASM. Randy Rothstein with Kurt Hamish. Zach Nelson producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. And Kirby and Reese waiting in the wings for Cold Spring Springer Baseball a little bit later on today as this one's fouled back and out of play. And the count at 1-2. 1-2. Gabe Roman ready on the mound. Kicks, delivers, and a foul tip to the backstop. And the count stays at 1-2.
Regal in their 2 victories so far, 1-2-0 over Dumont in 11 innings, beat Waterville by a score of 3-1 last week.
Ready on the mound again is Roman, and the pitch ball back and out of play.
And LeSueur so far, Randy, they haven't given up a run. They beat Irvine, Parker's Prairie, 2-0, and beat Leavenworth, 1-0.
Just some solid pitching. Haven't scored a lot of runs, so this is their biggest offensive output so far. Ready on the mound, Gabe Roman. And bloop to right field. This is going to drop in for a base hit. They're going to send Telejohn. Here comes the throw to the plate. That's up the line. And 4-0, LeSueur here in the inning.
They scored 3 runs total in their first 2 games, and they've got 4 here so far with only 2 outs in the bottom of the first inning, Randy.
4 runs on 4 hits, a walk, a hit by pitch. You know, the out that occurred, that line drive, that was a bullet. That was a shot to first base.
It's probably the hardest hit ball here today so far, and the guy ends up hitting in a double play.
That'll bring number 8 hitter, Sam Gripton to the plate. He is a right-handed hitter. Gripton swings late at that pitch and strike 1. 0-1 the count. Well, it's 1 strike. We've got some overcast skies right now. Every once in a while, we'll see the sun peek out here in Hutchinson. As Gabe Roman delivers the fastball for a strike on the inside corner, and 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Regal trying to win here today and clinch a spot in the final 4 tomorrow. Swing and a miss. Gripton out on strikes, and that'll do it for the LeSueur Braves in the first. But they do some serious damage, scoring 4 runs on 4 hits. There was no Regal errors and 1 man left on base. We have played 1 inning here in Hutchinson at Veterans Memorial Park. It's LeSueur 4 and Regal nothing. We'll keep it right here. Kurt, if you want to go over those starting lineups for us today.
For the Regal Eagles, the visitors on the scoreboard leading off, left fielder Braden Skindelen. Batting second, the shortstop Luke Knutson. Batting third, the right fielder Bennett Schultz. Batting fourth, the third baseman Nathan Meyer. Batting fifth, the designated hitter Shane Rademacher. Batting sixth, the second baseman Josh Beyer. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Grant Paffrath. Batting eighth, the catcher, Derek Dangerud. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Jordan Wozmik. And pitching today for the Eagles, Gabe Roman. For the LeSueur Braves, the home team on the scoreboard, leading off the first baseman, Bryce Novak. Batting second, the second baseman, Mitch Kasperson. Batting third, the shortstop, Cole Pengley. Batting fourth, the designated hitter, Peyton Telejohn. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Berkey Nesbitt. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Tristan O'Brien. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Tyler Pengley. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Sam Gupton. Batting ninth, the catcher, Charlie Week. And pitching today for the Braves, Logan Feeney.
Thank you, Kurt. Back here at Veterans Memorial Field, Regal batting top of the second inning. Again, Farming losing to Hanska today, 13-9. A lot of offense and a lot of plays that I think Farming would like to have back.
Opening day of college football sounds more like a football score than a
it does.
State tournament quarterfinal, Randy.
For the Regal Eagles, Shane Rademacher, Josh Beyer, Grant Paffrath set to face the left-hander, Logan Feeney, in the second inning. Rademacher, the DH today, drills it on the ground to short, up with it cleanly and across the diamond from Pengilly. And 6-3 on the putout of Shane Rademacher.
Was over in Broughton this morning. I seen some fine shortstop play by both shortstops in that game. Looks like we're going to see the same out of this shortstop here from LeSueur.
Yeah, he's pretty slick. Just covers that position well. That'll bring Josh Beyer to the plate. Josh, right-handed hitter. Feeney with three strikeouts in the first inning after giving up that leadoff hit to Skindelin. Went down and struck out Knutson, Schultz, and Meyer. First pitch to Josh is a strike. There's a ball inside. And the count, one ball, one strike. This park in Hutchinson definitely has had some upgrades over the years. Beyer drills it to third. The one hop fielded by Gripton across the diamond. And 5-3 on the putout. Josh hit it hard, but right at the third baseman.
You were talking about the upgrades here. This beautiful new grandstand right to the right of us back here, Randy, I believe was either built last year or the year before is what we were told when we came down here the first weekend.
Yeah. Up to the plate to Grant Paffrath, and he dribbles it down the third baseline. That's going to be like a great play by Feeney. Holy cow. He got Paffrath by a step yet, but what a play by Logan Feeney. 1-3 in the putout. That'll do it for the Eagles in the second. Nothing across. No runs. No hits. No errors. No one left on. We played 1.5 here in Hutchinson. It's LeSueur 4. Regal nothing. Back in 1.5.
Farmers are busier than ever this time of year, and Painesville Mutual Insurance Company wants to extend a heartfelt thank you to our local farmers for their dedication and hard work, especially during the busy harvest season. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company is proud to support our area farmers with a full range of insurance coverages tailored to meet your unique needs. Contact your local Painesville Mutual agent today to experience the value of a trusted local insurance company. Phone 320-243-7149. Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up Happy Hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond. If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Bottom of the second inning, Charlie Wyke, the number 9 hitter, leading it off, and Gabe Roman falls behind in the count, 3-0 to Wyke. It'll be Wyke, Novak, and Cooperson here in the second. There's a strike from Gabe Roman, and the count at 3-1. Nathan Meyer over at third at shortstop. Luke Knutson, second base today. Josh Beyer over at first. Grant Paffrath, there's strike two from Gabe Roman and the count full 3-2. In left field, Braden Skindelin out in center field today. It's Bennett Schultz out in right field. Actually, in center field, it's Wozmik. Right field, it's Schultz. And here's a shot into left center field and a dive by Jordan Wozmik to come up with a great catch off the bat of Wojk. Wow.
This is our third weekend of the state tournament, Randy. We've seen some great plays, but that one right there might have just topped them all.
I think so.
He dove into left center field. All he had just to snag that ball. It would have easily been a double or a triple if that gets by him.
You bet it would. So nice play by Wozmik. And one out. To the top of the order we go. Novak hit by a pitch in his first at bat. Takes a ball high and 1-0. Scored one of the four runs. LeSueur leading 4-0 here in the bottom of the second. The pitch from Gabe Roman is a strike and one ball, one strike. 309 down the right field line. Very shallow down that line. As a strike two called and 1-2. And a 306 down the left field line. So the corner is very shallow. Pitch in the dirt and the count, two balls, two strikes, but you get a 381 to center field, and all of a sudden that makes the park extremely big.
Yeah, you said it there, 381 straight center way and 348 out there in right center in front of the scoreboard.
Here's a shot to third. Nathan Myers got it. Cross the diamond, 5-3 on the putout of Novak and two outs.
A little change in the Regal lineup today. They have Grant Paffrath playing first base in place of
Kai Schneider,
who had been playing. We've seen how he got injured last week during that game, and I believe it was from a previous week injury. He came out in like the sixth or seventh inning last week, and he looked like his right shoulder was almost dislocated the way he walked off the field that day.
I talked to Nathan Beyer before the game, and he said, yeah, Kai's got some stuff going on with that shoulder. His number two hitter, Mitch Cooperson, swings away and lines this one to right center field. He's digging for two. Here comes the throw. Back into the infield, and he's going to leg it out for a double.
We see how Mitch Kasperson there, he has his second time up today. He got walked his first time. He ropes a double there. He came into this game 7-for-8 in his previous two games. So in 10 at-bats, he's made one out.
Wow. Wow. He walked in his first at-bat, so now he's in scoring position with two outs. And here comes Cole Pengilly to the plate. Pengilly. RBI single up the middle in his first at bat. Very open stance. He chops this one to second. Big hop for Josh Beyer. Josh will throw to first and out at first as Pengilly collides with the first baseman, Paffrath. But that'll do it for the Braves in the second. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on base. Two in the books here in Hutchinson. 4-0 LeSueur with the lead. We'll be back with more state tournament baseball in 1.5. Top of the third inning from Hutchinson. Regal's Derek Dengerud leads off. Be Dengerud, Wozmik, and Skindelin. Dengerud takes the first pitch from left-hander Logan Feeney and falls it to the backstop and 0-1. Four runs, five hits, no errors for LeSueur, no runs, a hit, no errors for Regal. Batting top of the third. Eagles would like to get something on the board here as Dengerud swings and misses at that pitch and the count at 0-2 to Derek. The ball, it's two strikes. Here at Hutch, they have the grass base paths, so no dirt on those little running paths. Kick, pitch, Dengerud swings and misses, and he goes down on strikes.
It's a fourth strikeout for the day already when we're only have seven out so far, Randy.
And, yeah, he got those consecutively, too, back in the first inning off those three hitters, Knutson, Schultz, and Meyer. That'll bring number nine hitter Jordan Wozmik to the plate. And Feeney's pitch. Wozmik takes a high pitch for a ball and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Feeney delivers, low and away, and 2-0. Feeney looks down to his catcher. That's Weick. And the pitch is low again, and 3-0 to Wozmek.
I don't know if he's throwing two balls to a batter yet today, and now he's 3-0 on the nine-hitter.
3-0 the count. Pitch to Wozmek. There it is, down the middle, and 3-1. Boy, the infield has really shifted him to the middle, leaving all of third baseline open. Swing and a miss by Jordan, and strike two. The count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Low and away, and Jordan will. As the left-hander comes home, and Skindelin swinging at that first pitch, fouls it off, and the count 0-1. The ball, it's one strike.
But he also had 19 strikeouts and only gave up six hits in two games. So
Skindelin fouls this one off, and the count at 0-2 to Skindelin. Assuming pretty quickly here, Raymond and Young America in Class B will get going over in Brownton. Ready in the mound. It's Feeney. The pitch to Skindelin. Oof, just missing. I don't know where that one missed, but the count one ball, two strikes. Skindelin taken all the way on that.
I think the pitcher's still wondering where he missed on that one.
Yeah, Wozmek takes a small lead at first with the left-hander on the mound. The pitch to Braden. He'll follow this back and out of play in the count 1-2. Had Class A baseball at Every Park last night. And in Class A, it was Meespil over Forest Lake, 4-2. Lions Pub beat Air Freight, 7-3. Chaska over North St. Paul, 8-3. And Champlain Park over Dundas, 4-3. So those teams playing in Gaylord today. The winners at 1:30 o'clock. And they'll be down to their championship bracket set for tomorrow at noon over in Gaylord, already in Class A. Skindelin still alive in the batter's box. Count 1-2. Wozmek the lead at first. Pitches high for a ball. And now 2-2.
Class C championship will be 7 o'clock tomorrow night in Brompton. Class B championship is either 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock here on Monday.
The pitch by Feeney inside, and the count full at 3-2.
1 o'clock here on Monday.
So a full count, 3-2. Wozmek has walked, and now Skindelin has worked the count full, 3-2, with the number two hitter on deck, Luke Knutson. And Skindelin chops this one high, hop to third. He's going to have to rush that throw and safe at first, says the umpire. That was interesting because that ball took like a turf hop. And Skindelin, with great speed, beat it out down the first baseline.
You're right when you said it took a turf hop, and then I'm not so sure it didn't hit the base right at the end, but it bounced up perfectly right to the third baseman. He throws a strike over there to first base, but the speedy Skindelin beat that one out for an infield single, Randy.
So 2-for-2 for Braden today, and going to bring Luke Knutson to the plate. Lefty versus lefty here. Knutson struck out in his first at bat. Runners at first and second, and Knutson way behind on that pitch as he fouls it over by his dugout. Regal in that third base dugout, LeSueur in the first base dugout. 4-0, LeSueur with the lead, top of the third. Farming losing earlier today, 13-9 to Hanska. They are done for the year. Pitch to Knutson, low for a ball, and 1-1. Ball and a strike. Waiting on deck, Bennett Schultz. Kick pitch, low and outside, and the count 2-1. I think part of this, too, is Feeney's wildness, Kurt. He's allowing these at-bats to go deeper into the count. And for a hitter, I mean, if you know, hey, I got to protect the plate or something like that, all of a sudden maybe it becomes a little easier for that hitter. Here's the pitch to Knutson. There's a strike called, and 2-2.
That first inning with his three strikeouts, he ended up getting ahead of everybody right away.
He did.
Now this inning, it's just like you said there, Randy.
Two balls, two strikes, two on, one out. And low and away, that pitch, good eye by Knutson, and then the count full at 3-2.
Back-to-back batters, he's going full count here after that leadoff walk.
Three balls, two strikes. Feeney throwing a lot of pitches here in the third. Looks back to second, comes home, and low and outside, ball four.
We've been talking about his control problems this inning, and he continues with it there. He ends up having the second walk of the inning. Bases loaded, only one out for the Eagles here in the top of the third, Randy.
And we're going to get a visit to the mound here by LeSueur's manager. I think Tristan O'Brien is the manager, I believe, or is it Nesbitt? But and they're out in the field right now, so they appointed somebody probably to come in and talk in situations like this. But what a big situation for Bennett Schultz right now, Kurt. You're down 4-0, and this is the inning, if you're Regal, you got to get something out of this, don't you?
Well, exactly. Just like when we were talking about earlier this morning in that Broughton game, every time Farming would come back and get three runs, the other team would come back and go get them right back on them. So every time they said, you need to score here, they did, but they went and gave them back up here. Here down 4-0. They need to definitely do something here with bases loaded.
And the pitch to Bennett Schultz right at the letters, and strike one to Bennett.
Looks like the acting manager is probably number 21, Jordan Snell, was the one that came out and made the mound, is it, Randy?
Bennett Schultz, right-handed hitter. And strike two called right at the belt, and 0-2 now to Schultz. No balls, two strikes, one out, the base is loaded with Nathan Meyer on deck for the Eagles. Schultz staying alive as he fouls that pitch off, and the count stays at 0-2. Boy, that was a last-second decision there by Schultz to protect the plate, and that was probably a ball, actually.
It actually was, and just got a piece of that curveball on the outside part of the plate.
Logan Feeney, ready again. The left-hander rocks and fires, and Schultz, a ground ball to short. TaylorMade double play, maybe. The second for one, the relay off the mark. One run's going to score, so Knutson forced out at second. Schultz safe at first. It's almost like the shortstop when he flipped to the second baseman. He double-clutched it.
He did a little bit, and he was so close. He almost should have went over there and took it himself because he could have came straight across. Instead, he double-clutches it. The second baseman goes and pulls the first baseman off the base with his throw there. Luckily, it didn't get by. Otherwise, Skinlan could have easily scored from second base.
So they get it out, and now Nathan Meyer to the plate. A run comes in, and the pitch to Meyer is a ball, 1-0. Jordan Wozmik has scored. On to third goes Skinlan. Knutson forced out. Schultz at first base, and Feeney's pitch. High for a ball, and 2-0 now to Nathan Meyer. Waiting on deck, Shane Rademacher. Nathan Meyer, even in the batter's box, and swings and misses. Meyer wanted to send that one over the left field fence that time. Two balls and a strike.
He wanted to tie it up with one swing right there. You said it, Randy.
2-1 the count. Here's the pitch. And Meyer pops this one over by first base and foul ground, making the catch. No! Kind of nonchalant effort there by the first baseman, Novak, like he had all day to make that little pop-up catch. And it pops out of his glove.
Well, he tries making it over his head like that one. He could have easily went back and got in front of that ball and caught that ball in front of him. But like you said it, Randy, nonchalantly went back there.
Little hot dog there. And that's not from the concession stand as Meyer fouls it back. And the count at 2-2 yet. It's situations like that that, I mean, you want Regal to make that hurt now.
Exactly. And they got the guy at the plate that can make that happen.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. Novak kicks, delivers, and Meyer fouls it back and out of play. Boy, he's seeing it. He's seeing it. It's coming to his bat, and he's just missing it. Hopefully Novak makes a mistake here and grooves one. 4-1 our score, top of the third inning. LeSueur with the lead. Meyer, again, a late swing there, just protecting the plate. Count stays, 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2-2, back into the box, Nathan Meyer. The kick, the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Meyer goes down on strikes for the second time today, and that'll do it for the Eagles in the third. But they do find themselves a run. One run on one hit. There were no errors and 2 men left on base. We played 2.5 here in Hutch. It's LeSueur 4, Regal 1. We're back with more baseball in 1.5. Peyton Telegen takes the pitch from Gabe Roman, pops this one up right behind second base. There's Josh Sun peek out every once in a while as this one's fouled back and out of play in the count 1-2. So, Kurt, you had mentioned this LeSueur team with 10 hits so far in the first state tournament games, their first two. They've got 5 here today. Here's a shot up the middle and 6, and that all of a sudden puts them above their 5 hits per game average. Yeah, it
does. He takes that pitch, lines it right over the second base in for a one-out single there for LeSueur.
I bring Tristan O'Brien to the plate. Tristan ripped a shot to first base in his first at-bat.
Hardest hit ball of the game and hits into a double play.
Yes, he did. O'Brien fouls this one off. Got the home plate umpire in the mask.
Dangrew, the catcher, doing the umpire a favor, walking that ball halfway back out to the pitcher's mound. Checking with the umpire, he says, "I'm all right."
The ball is 1 strike. Gabe Roman ready. And the pitch. This one blooped to left field and out on the grass as Knutson makes the catch from his shortstop spot. And he was really the only one who was going to maybe have a shot getting that. Not our left fielder, Skindelen, for sure.
Well, it's funny how you say he's the only one that had a shot. If you look where he was playing, there's no way he's going to go get that. He's over there near second base, and he goes and runs that ball down in short left field, more towards the third base line than the second base part of it.
Yeah.
That was a long run for him to go get that, and he just snags it out of the air.
Very athletic. Going on the first pitch is the base runner, Nesbitt. Here's the throw to second. In time, right on the money. Degengerud's throw, and Nesbitt gunned down, and that'll do it for LeSueur in the third. No runs, a hit, no errors, no one left on base. 3 in our books here at Hutch. It's LeSueur 4, Regal 1. We're back with more baseball in 1.5. Top of the fourth inning in Hutchinson. Shane Rademacher leading off this fourth for the Regal Eagles. And on the mound, it's Logan Feeney. There's a strike to Shane. The count, 1 ball, 1 strike. I don't know if Shane agreed with that too much. He almost took a bite out of the end of his bat there.
What's funny, because he kind of turned and looked towards the dugout, and he couldn't believe when he heard the umpire call
right?
a strike.
Right. Again on the inside corner, a fastball ruled a strike, and the count, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Rademacher, Josh Beyer, Grant Paffrath, the scheduled hitters against Feeney, who has struck out 5 so far. Rademacher taps this one slowly to third, in on the grass, and bobbled by the third baseman, and Shano's going to beat this one out. See what they score here. I think if he makes a play, maybe he has a chance to get Rademacher, but they're going to rule it an error. So Rademacher reaches on an error.
Well, it's one of them. It kind of took a couple weird hops on him. Then the guy kind of just stabbed at it. When he stabbed at that ball, Randy, it went off his glove, bounced towards the pitcher's mound. And it's kind of a tough error, but I suppose they looked at if he would have fielded at that time, they would have had him.
Here's Josh Beyer, takes the first pitch, lazy fly ball to center field, coming in and making the catch out there in center is Nesbitt, and 1 out. So Beyer, hungry at the plate, goes after that very first pitch.
We found out last inning when you make him throw a few more pitches is when he got in a little bit more trouble. That's why I'm surprised as many Eagles that are swinging at that first pitch, Randy.
Going after that first one. Up at the plate, Grant Papprath. And Grant will take high and away, ball one. LeSueur scored four runs in the first inning. They had four hits in that inning, but there was also a hit batter, a walk. And the pitch is a ball and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Six hits for LeSueur, two for the Eagles, and Papprath will take a strike call. There's a 2-1 count now. Two balls, one strike. The kick, the pitch, and way behind on that pitch was Papprath. And the count, two balls, two strikes.
I think that pitch was halfway by him when all of a sudden he decided I'm going to swing.
The 2-2 on the way, and just inside. Now the count full at 3-2. Papprath being asked to play first base today, and, you know, he probably does not have a ton of at-bats this season. Got to pitch a lot for Regal, but that time he folds it to the backstop, and the count stays 3-2. 3-2 the count. Shane Rademacher will take his lead at first. Feeney ready on the mound. That pitch fouled away. And the count stays full at 3-2. Logan Feeney, a left-hander, had a fairly long inning last inning. Regal tried to score more than a run. There's a strike called, and out on strikes is Grant Papprath. Saw that strike three come right across the plate.
Kind of surprised he was doing a good job of protecting the plate, following those previous three pitches off, Randy. And I don't know if he got fooled on that one or what, but we're a little bit off to the side, but that looked like an awful good pitch to
take.
You know,
a lot of times, and being that batter in that situation back in my career, you start telling yourself what's coming, instead of reacting. As Dengarud takes the first pitch, pops this one up, shallow center field, coming in as the left fielder. He'll make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Eagles here in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits. There was an error and one left on base. We played 3.5. It's 4-1 LeSueur over Regal. We're back in 1.5. State Tournament Baseball on KASM this afternoon. Regal taking on LeSueur. Bottom of the fourth inning coming up. And at the plate, Tyler Pengilly. First pitch from Gabe Roman. A strike called and 0-1. Pengilly 1-for-1 today. Roman's pitch, low and inside. In the count, one ball, one strike. It'll be Pengilly, Krupton, and Charlie Wyke. As ground ball to third, Nathan Meyer fields the two-hopper across the diamond, 5-3 on the putout.
Nathan doing a nice job going to backhand that ball right in front of third base there. And when you have an arm like he does, he quickly makes a strong throw over to first base.
Sam Grupton struck out. And some activity headed to the bullpen for LeSueur.
Looks like number 22, Ethan Hoffman, going down there. Kind of surprised to see with Eagles only having two hits so far.
Grouped in at the plate. The count, one ball, one strike. One out, nobody on. Roman's pitch. There's strike two and 1-2. Roman, after giving up the four hits in the first inning, gave up a double in the second, a base hit in the third, and Grupton swings and misses. He goes down on strikes for the second time today.
We ended up hitting that leadoff batter in the first and walking the second batter, and then, of course, like you said, he gave up those four hits. But he's really settled down control-wise since then. Has given up a hit each inning, but has definitely settled down, Randy.
Spotting his pitches quite well, and the pitch to the number nine hitter, Charlie Wyke, is a strike and 0-1, getting ahead of these hitters. Wyke, a fly ball to center field in his only at bat. This one he bloops down the right field line, and he's going to get the seventh hit for LeSueur today. a bloop single down that right field line.
You said it there, a bloop single just over the first baseman's head. Nobody had a play on that one. Ends up being fielded by the right fielder right on the foul line over there for a two-out single.
And back to the top of the order. Bryce Novak. Bryce 0 for 1 today, hit by a pitch, scored a run back in the first. Gabe Roman works from the stretch and comes home. Strike at the knees and 0-1. You live for today. You play for today here in single elimination. Worry about tomorrow if it does come. Tomorrow. Pitch low and away, a ball, and the count, 1-1. 1-1. Gabe Roman comes home. Here's a slowly hit ground ball to third, and they're saying it's foul. It went off his leg or foot in the batter's box. And the count, 1-2. Boy, if that hit his foot, that went a long way.
Well, that's what I'm trying to think. And not only that, he didn't react at all.
No.
Him to be hitting the foot, the ball making it all the way to the third baseman there, it's kind of unusual.
1-2. Here's a chopper hit to short. Nice play by Knutson. He'll throw on the run to first. 6-3 on the put out, and that'll end the fourth for the Braves. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on base. 4 in our books here in Hutchinson. LeSueur 4, Regal 1. More state tournament in baseball in 1.5. Randy Rodstein, Kurt Hemish with you from Hutchinson this afternoon. We're headed to the fifth inning. Earlier today, Hanska defeated Farming 13-9. Kurt, you were over for part of that game today. And it was a game the Flames could never catch up. They get close. Well, it was 3-3.
Well, they did catch up. They were down 3-0. They came back and made it a 3-3 ball game. But unfortunately, they went and gave three right back up again.
Yeah.
And then they went and gave up another three spot. And then I think they gave up a four spot. And I mean, generally, you score 9 runs in a state tournament game, you're probably going to win. But
right. They
couldn't ever quite calm them down.
That's right. Coming up later today here on KASM, the Cold Spring Springers will be taking on Nisswa. We know Nisswa can score some runs, so we'll see what the Springers have in store for them. As at the plate for the Regal Eagles here in the fifth inning, it's the bottom of their order, Jordan Wozmik, and then back to the top and Braden Skindelin as Wozmik takes the first two pitches, ball 1-2, and he walked in his first at bat, low and outside, and 3-0.
Have you ever seen a batter have as active a bat as this guy does?
Absolutely not. That's continuously moving, that bat. There's a strike called and 3-1. I think there were some Major League Baseball players that would always move that bat like that, too. It's like some need it to get those hands moving for them. As the pitch is low and away, ball 4 and a second walk to Jordan Wozmik today. Kurt, you were kind of questioning me off the air here, too. It's like, why did they send that guy down to the bullpen? Because it's the 1-2-3 third walk for Feeney here this afternoon. And, you know, it's the fifth inning already.
Well, he's starting to see these guys for the third time, and all of a sudden, if they think they're going to notice him forever, but I tell you, that guy that's warming up down there, he's warming up almost like he's ready to come in.
Yeah. Big, tall right-hander. He's big dude from where we're sitting right now. Skindelin at the plate takes the first pitch and fouls it to the backstop and 0-1. Eagles trail by 3, 4-1, top of the fifth inning. Feeney throws and the pitch, a missed bunt by Skindelin and the count 0-2. As the throw from the catcher went to first after that bunt and that missed bunt, and Wozmik almost had a swim back to first.
Well, I'm not so sure Wozmik made it back to the base, and I think that's what the catcher's asking the home plate umpire, but the base umpire standing over by second base, he called him safe.
Here's Skindelin ripping it just foul down the third baseline. Skindelin 2-for-2 today. Yeah. That, from where we were sitting up here, I kind of questioned that, too, whether he was safe or out.
I'll tell you one thing. I'd have called him out from right here.
Yeah. But again, like you said, the umpire's way over by second, so he doesn't see that. This one popped up foul and out of play in the count at 0-2.
We found out last week when Regal would either be tied in the ballgame or down by one, they can bunt in the top part of this order. This game, unfortunately, they got down by four early. We did see Skindelen square away to bunt there, but that kind of takes the bunting out of Skindelen and Knutson's bats, which they are about two of the best bunters there are.
Feeney works from the stretch. The pitch is inside to Skindelen, and the count at one ball, two strikes. Eagles here in the fifth looking to add some more runs. The pitch to Skindelen just fouled at the plate. A count at a ball and two strikes. This is a fine-looking young ball player here, this Braden Skindelen. Pretty impressive in the regions when we saw him play in the state tournament so far. His composure, amazing. He pops this one up to short, fading back on the grass and making the catch at short. It's Pengilly and one out.
Well, not only what he does at the plate, Randy, but to come in and save both those ball games. 17-year-old kid comes in and pitches, acting like he's out there pitching a Legion game.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Gotta bring Luke Knutson to the plate. Luke, so far today, 0 for 1, walked in his last at bat. And Knutson rips this to third. Glove cleanly to second for one. The relay to first in time. A 5-4-3 double play, and that'll end the Eagle fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. 4.5 innings here at Hutchinson. 4-1. It's LeSueur with the lead. We're back in 1.5. Mitch Kasperson leads off the inning here, the fifth for LeSueur, and sends a high fly ball into straightaway center field. Jordan Wozmik shielding his eyes a little bit from the bright sunshine that has all of a sudden appeared and makes the catch for out number one.
It's funny how you say that, bright sunshine, because we haven't seen that until about two batters ago, Randy, and it almost just about came into play right there.
It did. That'll bring number three hitter, Cole Pengilly, to the plate, the shortstop. Pengilly, 1-for-2 today, and the pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Pengilly deep in the batter's box with that open stance, and then he steps into the pitch, and there's a strike called in, 1-1. Gabe Roman, he's gone the distance so far for the Regal Eagles, giving up the four runs and seven hits. 4-1 our score, bottom of the fifth. Roman delivers, fastball right there at the belt, Dan, the count 1-2. Coming up a little later on this afternoon, the Cold Spring Springers and Nisswa. You can hear that call here on KASM with Kirby and Reese Hamish. Swing and a miss. Pengilly goes down on strikes.
Big strikeout there for Roman, quickly getting the first two hitters here in the fifth. Something he hasn't done very often today.
Third strikeout for Gabe Roman today. And to the plate, cleanup hitter, Peyton Tellingen. And the pitch a little bit low to Tellingen, and the count at 1-0. Tellingen, right-handed hitter, a fly ball, straightaway center field. Wozmik coming in a few, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the LeSueur Braves here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. So we played five here in Hutchinson. It's LeSueur 4, Regal 1. It is Regal Baseball, and we're brought to you by Corky's Bar of Richmond, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Kensington Insurance Agency, BNS Excavating, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Lake Henry Implement, Erkins Water Cold Spring, the Central Minnesota Realty, Painesville Mutual Insurance, the Great Blue Heron in Cold Spring, Rambo, Yarmin Ford of Painesville, Albany and Richmond A&W, and Gilk Services of Richmond are sponsors for Regal Baseball here on KASM. We'll be back with more Regal Baseball in 1 minute here on KASM. Randy Rothstein, Kurt Hemish with you. Back at Hutchinson here, it's 4-1 LeSueur over Regal. Over in Brownton, Raymond and Young America tied 2-2 in that ball game. They're in the second inning. And going on, let's see, top of the fifth, Lions Pub leads Meesville 6-1 in Class A action. Here we go now. top of the sixth inning. And for the Regal Eagles, it's their 3-4-5 hitters, Bennett Schultz, Nathan Meyer, and Shane Rademacher. And Schultz takes the first pitch, follows it down the third baseline. 0-1. Now a drive to right field and fading back a little bit, making the catch out there in right field is O'Brien, and one out.
Looked good off the bat, but it quickly died down in a hurry right towards the scoreboard out there at the 348 sign.
Earlier today here, Delano brought the bats to the park and beat Hutchinson on their home turf 11-0. Here's Nathan Meyer, takes the first pitch, one hop shot to third, up with it cleanly across the diamond, and 5-3 in the put out of Meyer, who's been very quiet at the plate today, now 0-3, and Shane Rademacher will bat.
We know, you look at how LeSueur went and put that guy down in the bullpen last inning. Look what the starting pitcher has done since that guy was in
exactly.
the bullpen. Exactly. He gave up that leadoff walk to Wozmik, who ended up getting doubled off. So you can basically say he's retired four in a row since then.
And Rademacher, first pitch hitting, ground ball to short. Across the diamond, Kasperson throws to first, and that'll do it for the Eagles. 6-3 in the putout. 1-2-3, they go in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 5.5, it's LeSueur 4, Regal 1. More baseball in 1.5 here on KASM. All righty. Boy, these batters taking first pitches, and Berkey Nesbitt takes the first pitch from Gabe Roman, a ground ball to third. Nathan Meyer up with it across the diamond, 5-3 on the putout. Bring Tristan O'Brien to the plate, and first pitch to O'Brien is high for a ball. And 1-0, 4-1 LeSueur over Regal, bottom of the sixth. O'Brien will foul it at the plate, and the count, 1-1. Randy Rothstein, Kurt Himmisch with you today. Gabe Roman's pitch, and the count now, 2-1. 2-1. Pitch from Roman, low and away, and 3-1. Well, I'll tell you, Kurt, the Regal fans put together a family tree of buyers that are coming up here along with some of the other players. And this one down the third baseline, that's going to go foul and out of play. And the count at 3-2 now. But the future is bright for Regal baseball.
It's bright in two ways. If you look at how many boys these players have, but look at how many buyers these players and managers have.
Right there, all the buyer kids that are coming up. Followed to the backstop by O'Brien. The count stays full at 3-2.
You know, you look at them, their ages 9, 13, 10, 7, 5, 3, 9, 3, 12, 1, 7, 9, 14. Just the kids of the players that are out there, they're going to have their own team.
They will. That'll be the next generation. Yeah, the oldest being 14 as O'Brien sends this one to right field. Coming in and making the catch out there and right is the outfielder Bennett Schultz for the second out.
Well, we've heard it a few times because it's been featured on, Ryan Phelps,
yeah.
On that show, you know, from back when they interviewed Tim Beyer and talked about it, and he told us about how many buyers there were. Well, now we get to see it firsthand.
Yeah. The pitch to the left fielder, Tyler Pengilly, is a ball low and 1-0 from Gabe Roman. Sixth inning action. Pengilly will take a strike called and 1-1. 1-1.
And 4 of those buyers are bat boys for the Eagles.
They are. So they're used to being in the dugout. They've got all that language straightened out.
Maybe not everything their mom wanted them to hear,
right,
but they heard it anyway.
Right. It's 1-1. Learn how to chew seeds, spit those seeds. 2-1 pitch, bloop down the first baseline, and it is foul, and the count now 2-2.
It's funny how we're talking about the youth. You look over here, they have a speed cage set up here in Hutchinson, and there's about 7-8 kids standing in line to go do that at all times, Randy.
Well, that is a nice feature to have, absolutely. How hard can you throw? Yep. 2-2, 2 outs, nobody on for LeSueur here in the sixth, the 4-1 LeSueur lead, and a check swing out on strikes is Pengilly, and that will do it for the Braves in the sixth. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played six in Hutchinson, 4-1 LeSueur. We're back in a minute. All right, seventh inning action already here at Hutchinson Veterans Memorial Park on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Final weekend for the state amateur baseball tournament.
Randy, I think those last five innings went as fast as that first inning did, with them scoring those four runs in the first inning, as long as that took, and, you know, Rigo getting their leadoff man on. These last five innings have flew right by.
Bring Josh Beyer, Grant Paffrath, Derek Dangerud to the plate, and the first pitch to Josh is a strike, 0-1. Logan Feeney, who has shown us maybe wildness at times, as Beyer grounds to third across the diamond, 5-3 in the putout, but he's keeping the ball down. He's getting a lot of ground ball outs.
Well, he has, and ever since he had that leadoff walk in the fifth inning, they send the guy in the bullpen. He's quickly gotten six outs, and I don't think he's thrown very many pitches, because I think we counted last inning he might have only thrown five or six pitches.
Up to the plate, Grant Paffrath. He'll dribble it down the third baseline, and that fouled by a foot, and the count 0-1 to Grant. We've got a sprint in down the first baseline, so he'll have to come all the way back to home plate. Paffrath so far today, 0-2. The Regal Eagles with just two hits off of Logan Feeney. And Paffrath will chop and foul at the plate in the count 0-2. The Eagles got both hits by Braden Skindlin. He had a hit in the first, a hit in the third. That's been it. And not to say the Eagles haven't had opportunities, because they have left four men on base. They have had some opportunities to score more runs with maybe a big hit.
They had lots of opportunities in the third inning when they had the bases loaded, nobody out, and only ended up getting one run that inning.
Yeah. Ready on the mound, it's Feeney. He'll come home, and swing and a miss. Paffrath goes down on strikes.
Well, Feeney doing just like we've seen him do in the first two games of the state tournament, when he had 19 strikeouts combined in those first two. Gets another big one there in the seventh inning here for the second out.
Picked up his seventh strikeout today. And Derek Ding, actually, we're going to see Aiden Andreessen. Aiden Andreessen's going to pinch hit. We all remember Aiden Andreessen, and I think the Roscoe Rangers won't forget Aiden Andreessen. He had a pinch hit two-run home run against them.
I believe it was in the eighth inning of a 4-4 tied ball game.
And the first pitch to Aiden is a ball, I believe, 1-0. Feeney comes home, and a swing and a miss by Aiden.
It's funny how we don't know what that first pitch was.
No.
The scoreboard operator doesn't either yet, because the umpire never signaled what it was.
Andreessen will follow it back and out of play. Well, we know he's got two strikes now. So he fouls that off and might be 0-2, actually. No, it is 1-2. There, we finally got him to show us. One ball, two strikes. Andreessen takes low and inside, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Feeney looks down to his catcher and comes home, and Andreessen swings and misses. He'll go down on strikes. That'll do it for the Eagles here in inning number seven. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on base. Six and a half innings. It's LeSueur 4, Regal 1. More state tournament baseball in 1.5 here on KASM. Gabe Roman, his first pitch to the number 8 hitter, Sam Grupton. Is a strike, and 0-1. Pitch to Grupton. There's strike two and 0-2. You talk about a pitcher who's settled down since the first inning. That's the one, Gabe Roman. Scattered three hits since that first inning. Pitches upstairs, and the count, one ball, two strikes. 4-1. Four runs, seven hits, and an error for LeSueur. One run, just two hits, and no errors for Regal. Pitches high for Roman, and the count, 2-2.
Looks like we have a defensive change for the Eagles. It looks like Jordan Beyer is taking over for his brother, Josh Beyer, at second base.
I did saw Nathan Beyer talking to the umpire between innings. So Jordan now in the infield as Grupton takes low, and the count is at 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Kick pitch, a swing and a miss. Grupton will go down on strikes for a third time today.
Well, I know we're probably sounding like a broken record, but Roman's definitely done his job since the first inning today, Randy.
He has. He has. And it'll bring number 9 hitter Charlie White to the plate. Charlie 1-for-2. Roman steps and delivers. Pitches a ball. 1-0. 1 ball, no strikes. Boy, that flag out in right field, hardly moving. Very calm. Pitches low and inside. The count 2-0 to Wyke as leadoff man Bryce Novak waits on deck. Ready on the mound, Roman. Pitch, there's strike 2 called, and or make a strike 1 called. 2 balls, 1 strike. This is a big field, just the inner portions of the field. There's lots of room down both the right and left field lines as it's fouled off in the count 2-2. I look at the first base dugout. We can see that clearly from where we're sitting, Kurt. That's a long ways away to home plate.
It is, and it's kind of the opposite of Broughton, because in Broughton it's all more close
it
over
is.
There. You look down the foul lines here, and it's two totally different ballparks, but that's what you get when you have the state tournament.
Yeah.
You're never going to have two of them alike, but it's like two opposites.
Gabe Roman's pitch is outside in the dirt. The count full 3-2 as this one is skied to left. Skindelin near the line, and Braden will make the catch for out number 2.
Ends up running a long ways for that ball. He ends up being about 6 feet in foul territory over there, but it was hit so high he had plenty of time to get over there to make that catch for the second out.
That'll bring Bryce Novak to the plate, and Bryce 0-for-2. The only hit he has was he got hit back in the first inning and scored the game's first run. And the first pitch to Bryce is a strike and 0-1. No balls, 1 strike. And now Novak delivers with a shot to left center field. That big gap in left center field. Novak's going to pull into a first base. He won't even attempt to go to second, but I think a speedier runner might have taken second on that.
Well, and the other thing, you got to give Wozniak credit. He went over there and cut that ball off out there in the gap. Looks like we got a pinch runner there at first base for him.
Novak was grabbing his knee when he got to first, so maybe he's got something else going on that we don't know about.
Ethan Hathaway pinch running at first base for the leadoff hitter.
Eighth hit of the day for the Braves. And left-handed hitting, Mitch Kasperson takes the first pitch and sends it a long way to right field. Looking up, and it's Schultz. He can't get it. It is gone. Mitch Kasperson, a moonshot to right center field, and he has made this game 6-1, LeSueur.
Well, right off the bat, Bennett Schultz turned around, took off running as hard as he could. He gets back to the fence, looks up. There's no way I'm getting this ball, as they quickly made it a 6-1 game now with that big 2-run home run.
We saw Schultz and Region play steal a few shots from players, but that one he jumped, couldn't get it, and yep, Roman's first mistake since the first inning, and now 6-1 makes that hill a little bit steeper to climb for the Eagles. And 2 out runs. I know 2 out runs are huge for teams. That'll bring the number 3 hitter, Cole Pengilly, to the plate. Cole, 1-for-3 so far today. First pitch to Cole, a strike and 0-1. It's low, and the count, 1 ball, 1 strike. 1-1 the count. 9 hits so far off of Gabe Roman. Pitch to Pengilly, right up the middle, a solid base hit. 3 consecutive hits for the Eagles here in the 7th. And Nathan Beyer will make that trip out to the mound, ask for time from the home plate umpire, and that's going to be it. That'll be the day for Gabe Roman as he will come out. It is 6-1 LeSueur here in the seventh inning. We will take a break here. Let's do this, Zach. We'll be back in 1.5 on KASN. All right, we have a pitching change, Kurt Hemish.
Braden Skindelen comes in from left field to come in to pitch, and new left fielder is Brandon Carlson.
All right, and Skindelen set to face Peyton Telegen, and a runner on first going on first pitch is the base runner Pengilly, and he's going to go into second base safe. So a stolen base, and that takes away the force. Telegen takes that first pitch for a ball and 1-0. Braden Skindelen on the mound now with two outs, one on, two runs in, and there's a fastball for a strike and 1-1.
Skindelen's pitched 4.1 innings of relief so far for Regal.
1-1. Jordan Beyer trying to keep Pengilly close, and the pitch is in the dirt. Nice scoop by Derek Dangerud. This goes to the backhand there to bring that one out of the dirt. LeSueur with a 6-1 lead, bottom of seven. And going to third is Pengilly at the hit and run on, and followed back and out of play by Telegen, and the count at 2-2. Two outs, two strikes. Interesting.
6-1 lead.
Hit two outs, run. Trying to steal third. I don't know. It's like, I mean, you're going to probably score on a base hit where the outfielders are playing the way it is. Pitches outside. The count now full at 3-2.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Ever since that happened, shortstop Luke Knutson's over there trying to kind of hold him on a little bit.
Yeah.
Makes an awful big hole between short and third.
Telegen back into the box. The count full, 3-2. And outside, that pitch is a low and a walk.
Well, something we haven't seen Skindelen do much because, like I was talking earlier, he's had 4.1 innings of relief. He's only had one walk in that time. Quickly comes in and walks the first batter he faces.
Berkey Nesbitt to the plate. Berkey with two hits and three at-bats today. Skindelen looking back to second. Here comes the throw, and oh, they had him picked. They did get him. He didn't get back, and that will do it for LeSueur here in the seventh. They come up with two runs and three hits. There were no Regal errors and one man left on base. We played seven here in Hutchinson. LeSueur 6, Regal 1. More baseball in 1.5. Here we go, top of the eighth inning. Jordan Wozmik leading off the eighth for the Regal Eagles. Wozmik and Knutson facing Logan Feeney. And the first pitch from Feeney is low and away, ball one. Wozmik's got Feeney figured out. He's walked twice against him today. Pitch is low and away, and 2-0. This lefty versus lefty matchup, usually it's an advantage for the pitcher.
Yep.
The pitch, there's a strike at the belt, and the count, 2-2.
But one thing I've noticed with Wozmik in regions and state tournament, you got to throw strikes for him to swing.
He's got a good eye, yeah. Pitches outside and 3-1.
Exactly what you want in a nine-hitter because, you know, he's got their only run so far today. And
3-1. 6-1 our score here in the eighth. Wozmik swinging, tapping this one down the first baseline, just foul. And the count full now, 3-2.
It's funny, that ball was fair, probably 80 of the 90 feet towards first base.
Yeah.
It just goes foul about 3 feet in front of the base where the first baseman fields it.
We got a new first baseman too, don't we? Came in for Novak. I think Novak came out. This guy looks different than Novak.
Is that number one, the guy that ran for him?
Yeah. Here's the pitch to Wozmik, low ball four, and he'll walk for a third time today.
Well, we said it earlier in his bat, oh, he's got him figured out. I don't know if you have him figured out or if it's just
that's number four
that you don't swing.
Is it?
Number four was playing right field, so.
Okay. We got a visit to the mound here, and that's going to be it. They're going to bring Feeney out of the game right now, not messing around. So a pitching change for LeSueur. We'll get this all ironed out, and when we come back, 6-1, LeSueur leads top of the eighth. We're back in a minute. All right, back in Hutchinson. Some defensive changes for LeSueur here in the top of the eighth inning after a Wozmik walk. Kurt?
Number 22, Ethan Hoffman, comes in to pitch for the Braves. And the other change we had at the top of the inning, Ethan Hathaway stayed in the game after pinch running at first base, went over to play right field. Right fielder Tristan O'Brien moves from right field to first base, Randy.
Okay. All right. So Ethan Hoffman has completed his one warm-up tosses, and he will face the top of the order, Braden Skindelin. Is this what the Regal Eagles needed to get that left-handed pitcher out of the way?
Well, it's what they definitely needed, Randy, but it would have been awful nice if the score was still 4-1
yeah,
if this happened.
I agree.
Versus those 2 runs they just gave up on that big 2-run home run.
Not a draftee. Hoffman is a LeSueur Brave. And the pitch bum, Hoffman. Skindelin will follow this back and out of play in the count 0-1. See a pretty good fastball coming from Hoffman there. Boy, he winds up and lets it go, too. Wozmik, his lead at first. Held over there by O'Brien. And the pitch, breaking ball, a little bit high in the count, 1-1.
Hoffman with 2 innings of relief in the state tournament. 4 strikeouts, 1 walk, allowing 2 hits.
A ball and a strike. Hoffman ready. Now kick the pitch. That's high and 2-1. A lot of jerking going on with Hoffman. I mean, with just getting himself ready to pitch, Kurt.
He's not set at all whatsoever
no.
up there. Like when you said he's jerking, his whole upper body's moving. His arms are moving. His glove's shaking.
Yeah. It's something I haven't seen. As Skindelin takes this pitch, follows it back and out of play in the count at 2-2 now.
His upper body is kind of like Wozmik's bat when he's batting.
Yeah, yeah, good good comparison there. 2-2. Jordan Wozmik over at first base. Nobody out for the Eagles here in the top of the eighth inning. Ready on the mound. The pitch, breaking ball. Oh, just misses to Skindelin. He's got a hard breaking ball, too, in the count at 3-2.
Catcher's wondering where it was. The pitcher's wondering where it was.
Ethan Hoffman ready. And the right-hander comes home. Followed by Skindelin. Count at 3-2 yet. That foul went straight back. Skindelin's got a really good eye at the plate, too. I've noticed that in his at-bats. For a young ball player to have that, that's pretty impressive. Here comes Hoffman's pitch, low and away, ball 4.
Well, Skindelin doing what his job's supposed to be in that leadoff spot. After the leadoff walk to Wozmik to start the eighth year, he quickly works out a full count walk there, puts runners on first and second for the Eagles with nobody out.
Well, like we saw back in that seventh inning, the right field fence is reachable. Luke Knutson at the plate today, 0-2 with a walk, batting with 2 on, nobody out. Eagles down by 5 here in the eighth, and the pitch is high from Hoffman and 1-0. 1 ball, no strikes. And really nothing in the LeSueur bullpen right now. So looks like they're going to try to ride Hoffman's arm here. Ooh, gets a gift strike. Maybe up in that strike zone a little bit. And the count 1-1. Up by the letters.
Not only that, it looked like Knutson backed up a little bit. The Regal faithful definitely didn't like that call.
A ball and a strike. Runners take their leads at first and second. And Knutson will take low for a ball and 2-1. 2-1 the count. Glencoe and Rozo will be playing the next game here in Hutchinson this afternoon. And coming up tonight, more classy action. The Piers Lakers and Howard Lake. Here's a shot to second. One hop, fielded, thrown to second for one on to first. That's a 4-6-3 double play. And was that slick or what? The second baseman fielding that hot shot. Did he get rid of it?
In a hurry. Flips it over to the shortstop as he's coming across. Knutson hits it so hard. For the second time in a row, he ends up hitting into a double play. And you would think as quick as he was, he wouldn't hit in the double plays. And both times, he's out by a couple steps.
Yeah. So Wozmek moves to third on the play. But now there's two outs for the Eagles. And Bennett Schultz at the plate. Wozmek down the line a little bit. Schultz takes a ball and 1-0 from Hoffman. Ethan Hoffman on in relief of Logan Feeney here in the eighth. 6-1 our score. The kick, the pitch, up by Schultz's head, and the count 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Back into the box, Bennett Schultz. Hoffman, that herky-jerky move. His pitch is inside to Bennett, and the count at 3-0. Waiting on deck, Nathan Meyer. Six runs, 10 hits, one error for LeSueur. One run, just two hits, no errors for Regal. The kick, the pitch by Hoffman. High ball four. So Hoffman walks his second man of the inning. How big does that double play look now? Unreal.
Well, the Eagles have been walked three times so far this inning, but only have runners at the corners because of, like you said, Randy, that big double play.
Bring Nathan Meyer to the plate. Nathan, 0-3 today, couple strikeouts. That was against the left-hander Feeney. And Meyer will take a strike right at the letters, an 0-1 to Nathan. Good hitting speed for Nathan Meyer. Just say that American Inn sign looks... very inviting to Meyer in left field. Meyer will take low for a ball. And 1-1. I got to do that because I called his home run in Dassel. That was over that Edina Realty sign.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day. So you got to pinpoint Nathan Meyer's shots. Runners at first and third. One ball, one strike. Pitch to Meyer is high and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Randy Rothstein, Kurt Hemish with you here in Hutchinson this afternoon. State tournament baseball, our final weekend. The kick, the pitch by Hoffman, a swing and a miss by Meyer in 2-2. Earlier today, Farming losing to Hanska, 13-9. 2-2 the count. Runners take their leads at first and third. Hoffman ready. Rears back and fires, and a swing and a miss. Meyer goes down on strikes. That'll do it for the Eagles in the eighth. Boy, they squander another opportunity. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left on base. We played 7.5 here in Hutchinson. It's LeSueur 6, Regal 1. More state tournament baseball coming at you in 1 minute. 6-1, LeSueur with the lead. Bottom of the eighth inning over in Brownton. Young America leads Raymond 4-3, top of the fourth. That's where our next ball game will come from. The Cold Spring Springers taking on Nisswa after that Raymond Young America game. At the plate for the LeSueur Braves, it is Brian Nesbitt. He was at the plate last inning when his teammate got picked off a second base. Skindelin on the mound, and Braden's pitch is a strike, and one ball, one strike, the count to Nesbitt, who's 2-3 today. Pitch from Skindelin, low for a ball and 2-1. Over in Gaylord, Lions Pub leads Meesville 8-5. That game bottom of the sixth inning. Here we're in the bottom of the eighth. Braden Skindelin, a pitch, a swing and a miss by Nisbet, and now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Region 8C started with two teams this morning. We're down to one with the farming loss. And oh, nice change up there by Skindelin. Out in front of it is Nisbet. He's out on strikes.
You said it there, Randy. Nice changeup. That guy, he was swinging so early at that thing. Then he tries the double clutch a little bit, holding up on it. Skindy made him look pretty sick on that pitch.
Yeah, he did. That'll bring Tristan O'Brien, the first baseman, to the plate. Skindelin works from the stretch. And his pitch, low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. One out, nobody on for LeSueur here in the eighth. Fastball inside, and 2-0 now to O'Brien. Two balls, no strikes. Skindelin kicks, delivers a breaking ball there. And the count 2-1. Wasn't finding the strike zone with his fastball, so came with some off speed. Able to get that pitch over. Two balls, one strike, kick, pitch. That's inside. Now 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Almost looks like I saw what pulled up in that right field corner there. They've got like a watering tank, and there's high ball. Oh, they called it a strike. Okay, 3-2. Instead of running the sprinklers or something, they may just go over it with a watering tank between games here.
Yeah, that's definitely what they got behind that gator out there, Randy.
Yeah. 3-2. Skindelin kicks, delivers, and boy, a dinger would hung on to that. That was fairly close, but they call it ball four inside. And so a one-out walk to Tristan O'Brien will bring Tyler Pengilly to the plate. Pengilly, 1-for-3 today at a base hit back in the first inning. That hit drove in the fourth run for LeSueur. They lead 6-1 here in the eighth, and Skindelin's pitch is outside a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Breaking ball, low and 2-0. Talk about a pleasant day to watch a game. Fans enjoying this weather.
It wasn't real pleasant in Broughton the first two, three innings this morning. It was kind of like the lightest mist you could have.
There's a breaking ball strike and 2-1.
We couldn't ever get the sun to totally come out and break up that fog and everything else, and turned out nice after that.
Two balls, one strike. Braden Skindelin comes home with the fastball. It's followed back and out of play by Pengilly in the count. Now 2-2. 2-2, bottom of the eighth inning. Regal Eagles. As Pengilly lines this one to center field, that's a solid base hit off of Skindelin. And so, LeSueur with runners at first and second and one out.
Pengilly with a second hit of the ball game takes that pitch, laces it right over Knutson's head. Wozmik does a nice job of going to cut that ball off, being it was hitting the gap.
We have a pinch hitter here, or is this Groupton yet?
This is still Groupton number five.
Okay. Groupton 0-for-3 today with three strikeouts. And the first pitch is strike called. 0-1. Regal will host the Region 8C tournament next year. Nathan Beyer was showing me some pictures of the construction already underway at the Regal Baseball Park. Swing and a miss by Gripton, and the count at 0-2. Big trench from the third base dugout to the first base dugout. They took out the dugouts, putting in new dugouts, and just revamping that whole system. Going to keep the grandstand, going to keep the concession stand press box, but really redesigning that whole area from dugout to dugout. As the pitch is low and away and the count 1-1. And I said, Nathan, you going to protect the announcers in the press box? He said, yes, we are getting a net in front of that press box window, so you guys will not have any fatalities up there. Here's a shot to left center field. Back is Carlson in the gap, makes the catch for the out and tagging, and going to third on the play was O'Brien. That was hit a ton by Gripton.
Off the bat, I figured that was easily going to be a double for that batter. Carlson coming in relief to play left field as Skindlin came in to pitch. Does a nice job, Randy, running that ball down out in front of the light tower out there in left center.
About 330 feet away, 345 to that gap. And that'll bring number 9 hitter Charlie White to the plate. Charlie is 1-for-3 today. Skindlin's pitch, strike at the letters, and 0-1 to White. Runners at first and third. It's interesting that on that play, that throw went to third. Pengilly just stayed at first base.
Well, he was halfway to second base when the ball got caught because I think he wanted to make sure that he was going to score if that ball isn't
on
caught.
The gap.
So
sure.
After it's caught, he had to turn around and go all the way back to first. Knowing that the throw went straight to third, he probably could have made it. But
here's a pitch to White. Gets high for a ball, and now two balls and a strike. Pengilly, that secondary lead that he's getting to as these pitches are being made by Skindlin. I mean, he could easily take second base probably.
Well, you wonder with the guy on third if they'd even throw down to begin with.
Right.
But like
right.
The lead he has, he would easily be able to steal it.
Three balls, one strike to Charlie White. Skindlin's pitch dribbled on the ground to first. Fielding it and stepping on the bag at first is Paffrath as he made it look interesting. He had bobbled it once and won the race to the bag, and that'll do it for the Braves of LeSueur in the eighth. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on base. We played 8 here in Hutchinson. LeSueur 6, Regal 1. Regal coming up here in the ninth. We'll be back in a minute. Well, the Regal Eagles are going to keep playing here in this 2025 season. They're going to need a big ninth inning here, and they're going to have to get it off of right-hander Ethan Hoffman. 6-1 our score. LeSueur with the lead over the Regal Eagles, and coming to the plate for Regal here in the ninth, Shane Rademacher, Josh Beyer, and Grant Paffrath, the scheduled hitters.
Well, Hoffman came in the eighth after that leadoff walk. Ends up walking two guys, but ends up getting that big double play and a strikeout to not allow a run in the eighth inning to the Eagles.
All right, Shane Rademacher today 0-for-3 in his number 5 spot in the lineup. Hoffman rears back and fires, and the pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. We saw Hoffman come in relief. He got himself a strikeout to end the inning and was able to get a double play ball, but he also walked two men in the eighth. Pitch 2, Rademacher, a strike, and 1 ball, 1 strike. 1 ball, 1 strike. Sometimes deliveries like this, Kurt, reminds me of the days gone by when Lake Henry had this pitching machine, that big arm that would just rear back and let it fly at you. Here's Rademacher taking this one to left center field, and that's going to roll all the way to the fence. Rademacher legging it out and into second base with a stand-up double.
Well, the Eagles came into this inning with only 3 hits, but Rademacher quickly changes that as he laces that one out there to the left center gap for a big leadoff double for the Eagles in the ninth.
That'll bring Jordan Beyer to the plate. This will be Jordan's first at-bat today. In for his brother Josh, defensive replacement. Jordan Beyer up on the plate right now. Hoffman on the mound, his pitch. And Jordan will take a strike called, 0-1. Well, it's 1 strike. Rademacher takes a modest lead at second. And Hoffman comes home. Beyer bloops this down the right field line. That's going to be fair and into the corner. It's going to score Roddy as he rounds. Coming home is Rademacher. And it's all of a sudden 6-2, back-to-back hits.
Nice piece of hitting there by Jordan Beyer. You know, you look at as far as that ball went, you're wondering why he's not standing on second base if he thought the ball was going to be caught a little bit at first, but there's no way that ball was going to be caught.
No.
It ended up landing in fair territory about halfway down the right field line, 6 feet into fair territory.
So an RBI single for Beyer makes it 6-2 here in the ninth inning. Hoffman on the mound delivers to Grant Paffrath. There's a strike called in 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. Paffrath looks over to first, and his pitch on the way. That bounces away from the catcher, and on to second goes Jordan Beyer. So you take the force away. And quickly, someone jumps out of the Le Sueur dugout, and down to the bullpen they go wearing a red shirt.
Andy Regner from St. Peter quickly run into the bullpen.
On the mound, Hoffman kicks, delivers, low and away, and two balls and a strike now to Paffrath as Derek Dengerud would be the scheduled hitter. I know he was pinch hit for by Aiden Andreessen his last at bat, so Dengerud stays in the game. He's going to have to hit. Hoffman's pitch, and fouled out of play by Paffrath in the count, two balls, two strikes. 2-2. Hoffman looks down to his catcher. That is Charlie Weick. Leading at second, Jordan Beyer, and the pitch. Low, good eye by Paffrath, and makes the count full, 3-2. Well, we have talked about Regal all year, the comeback kids. Talked to Schlitzy and Nathan earlier in the day, and they said, yeah, one time it was four comeback wins in a row for the Eagles. A swing and a miss. Paffrath goes down on strikes. Behind on that fastball from Hoffman.
Might have helped him out a little bit on that one. Might have been a little bit up in the zone, but two strikes he had to protect, and he throws it right by him.
Bring Derek Dengerud to the plate, the number eight hitter in the Eagle lineup. Ethan Hoffman looks back to second. And the pitch to Dengerud, a swing and a miss, strike one. No balls, one strike. Glaring down to his catcher is Hoffman. He'll look back to second. And his pitch, a swing and a miss, strike two by Dengerud. He's just thrown those last two pitches right by Derek.
He has, and it's funny because he's had a little bit of control trouble since he came in, and here he goes right at him with two fastballs right down the plate.
Yeah, no balls, two strikes. They kick the pitch, and ooh, just missing. White holds that glove there extra long. And the count, one ball, two strikes. 1-2. A right-hander looks back to second, his pitch in the dirt. Weick smothers it behind the plate in the count, two balls, two strikes. We're in the top of the ninth inning, a run in for the Regal Eagles. They've got a base runner at second, one out. Eagles need four more runs. Wozmek on deck. Ethan Hoffman ready, and the pitch. Dengerud gets a piece of it as he fouls it out of play, and the count stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. We'll do it all over again. Hoffman, little wiggle on the mound, and the right-hander's pitch, low, ball three. So Dengarud has worked this count full at 3-2 after swinging hard at those first two pitches.
Quickly fell behind 0-2.
Got a foul ball in there, so Dengarud making him throw a few pitches. Hoffman's pitch, and Dengarud send this one a long way to left. Back in front by the fence and making the catch for the out is the left fielder, Tyler Pingilly.
You said it when he gave it a ride. He ends up hitting that one about 15 feet in front of the left field fence, but he hits it high enough that the guy easily can get underneath it to make the catch.
And it'll put it into the hands of Jordan Wozmak. Jordan has been on base three times today. The number nine hitter has walked all three times. He is the last Regal batter that has not faced Hoffman. And Hoffman's first pitch is high and tight, and the count 1-0. Waiting on deck, the top of the order in Braden Skindelin. One ball, no strikes. Hoffman. Quick glance back to second, and the pitch. Wozmak had a big swing there and a miss, and 1-1.
Probably the first time we've seen him swing today.
He did dribble one foul down the first baseline earlier, but yeah, that's been it. Otherwise, he's taken a walk. One ball, one strike. And a swing and a miss by Wozmak, strike two. Big time swings there by Jordan Wozmak, and he is down to his last strike. The Eagles down to their last strike for this season. Beyer leads from second. One ball, two strikes, two outs. And Hoffman comes home and a swing and a miss, strike three. And that will do it for Wozmak and the Regal Eagles season here in 2025. One run, two hits, no errors, one left on base. Your final score today here in Hutchinson, it was Le Sueur 6, Regal 2. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll recap this ball game for you in 2 minutes on KASM. Hey, welcome back at Hutchinson. It is your post-game show here on KASM. Regal falling today to Le Sueur 6-2, 6-2. Le Sueur, 6 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They left 6. Regal, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They left 7 on base. The win will go to the left-hander, Logan Feeney. The loss will go to starter Gabe Roman and Kurt Hemish. Logan Feeney, I think he was the difference maker in this ballgame today.
He was. He did get in a little bit of trouble here and there, but he always worked his way out of it at that time. You figure out he only gave up those 2 hits, you know. He did his job because the big difference of the game was Le Sueur getting those 4 runs in the bottom of the first inning on 4 hits after a walk and a hit batter.
Yeah.
And then you got to really hand it to Roman how he settled down after that until he ended up giving up that 2-run homer. And then once you do that and make it 6-1, well, that makes it pretty much the ball game at that time.
That take away that two-run home run. Yeah, absolutely. This all of a sudden becomes really interesting in the ninth inning, doesn't it?
Well, not only that, in the ninth inning, in the eighth inning, when the first two guys got on, you would have been bunting and things like that there if it was only 3. But all of a sudden, it's a 5-run game. Well, then it's all different, and you got to go from there.
Yeah. I guess we had all hoped that Region 8C would fare better today with Farming losing 13-9 to Hanska and Regal losing 6-2 here, but that ends the season for Region 8C, and yeah.
And Region 8C's got nothing to hang their heads about. To think that Farming and Regal both came down here, won 2 ball games. Painesville ended up winning the ball game. You had 2 teams make the final weekend. What great representation for Region 8C.
Absolutely. Great representation, you darn right. And so now it'll be locally. We've got the Cold Spring Springers playing yet this afternoon here on KASM. It looks like right now that might be closer to 4:30 by the time that one gets started over in Brownton. Kirby and Reese will be there for coverage of that game here on KASM Radio. Kurt, I want to thank you for joining us here on KASM and aiding us in our broadcast. Sure, certainly was good getting to work with you.
Always a pleasure, Randy.
And, Zach, I know we got things to do back at the radio station. I want to remind you, our wonderful Regal sponsors today, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Painesville, Farmers Union Co-op, Kensington Insurance Agency, BNS Excavating, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Lake Henry Implement, Erkins Water, Cold Spring, Central Minnesota Realty, Painesville Mutual Insurance, The Great Blue Heron, Rambo Incorporated, Yarmon Ford of Painesville, Albany, and Richmond A&W and Gilk Services of Richmond. Your final score again here this afternoon, it was Le Sueur 6, Regal 2. Earlier today here on KASM, it was Hanska 13 and Farming 9. Again, coming up, it's Cold Spring Springers and Nisswa, roughly right around that 4:30 or so this afternoon. Kirby with the call on that. We're going to let Zach Nelson do some things back at our radio station in Albany. For Kurt Hemish, this is Randy Rothstein. Zach, you can save this ball game. They'll all show up on our KASM webpage beginning on Tuesday. So it's all yours, Zach.